Tables haven't been wiped out.
They haven't, okay, good.
On a chilly Sunday evening, volunteers are preparing to turn an Ashland church into an emergency warming center when temperatures are expected to dip into the 20s. Volunteer Abram Sachs has the job of coating sleeping mats with Lysol.
Yeah, the question in my mind, is it better for people to be out in the cold and not put together, or better to be in here? You know what I mean? Because here, there, if one person has the virus, it's going to spread to everybody.
Once everything's set up, a couple dozen people start filing into the church.
Yeah, we need to monitor her because she had a pretty bad cough yesterday. So,
organizer Jason Houck is with the Southern Oregon Jobs for Justice, which organizes these shelters when it gets really cold.
It is a community by its very nature is very social, has to be. There is no quarantining yourself when you're homeless because there's nowhere to go.
Houck says it's better for people who are homeless to sleep in a shelter and stay in one place. That keeps potentially infected people who aren't showing symptoms from spreading it elsewhere, like public parks, libraries, or grocery stores.
In order to make it safe for this community, in a way, we need to solve our homelessness crisis in this next week.
Bonnie Cohen is among the shelter guests tonight. She's wearing a face mask because she's seriously concerned about contracting coronavirus.
I'm 47 years old. I'm single. I don't have an emergency contact. And I live out of my car, which is having car trouble. So here we are.
Cohen says she often gets sick with the flu, and it knocks her out for a few days.
And it happens every year. And this time, the thing that can make us sick, it could kill me.
Feeling as vulnerable as she does, Cohen says she thinks it's not a case of if they'll get the coronavirus, but when.
Being unhoused is really no chance whatsoever of not coming in contact with whatever's going on. It's just a matter of how strong is your immune system.
Homeless advocates across the country are calling on local and federal agencies to provide permanent housing to help prevent the spread of this disease. About 2,000 of them convened in a phone conference recently, including Jerry Jones of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
There's nothing worse than fighting the flu when you're living on the streets.
Jones says the federal government needs to invest billions of dollars into shelters to keep this disease from spreading among homeless populations and to cover the costs of masks and other protective gear for the people who work there.
If you're operating a shelter or a drop-in center, your workers don't have the option of telecommuting or distancing themselves from clients. And so we need a massive infusion of basic supplies and equipment.
Also on that call was Barbara DiPietro of the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council. She says homeless shelters and nonprofits are having to make difficult decisions on how to deal with people who are presenting coronavirus symptoms.
Every community, its local emergency response system, is responsible for identifying appropriate quarantine capacity in a community. This should not be left to individual healthcare or homeless service providers to figure out what to do on their own.
The conference call was organized by the National Low Income Housing Coalition, which subsequently developed a list of ways Congress can help people who are homeless. It included a call for $1 billion in housing assistance and a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions. But so far, federal measures proposed by Congress and the Trump administration haven't addressed homelessness and the coronavirus. Housing advocates say they'll continue to push for changes as this pandemic continues to spread into our communities. April Ehrlich, JPR News.